iniquity. As we said, iniquity is inherited sin. It's that tendency to do wrong that we got from our parents. Everyone is born in the state or the condition of sin. You don't have to try to be a sinner. You are already one by virtue of the way that you have been born. And Satan knows that. That's why he does the things that he does to try to prevent people from taking care of that nature. Now this morning, I want to look over at Romans chapter number 7. Romans chapter number 7 and looking at verse number 24. Romans 7 and look at verse 24. And then we're going to go over to 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. All right? All right, Romans chapter number 7. Looking at verse number 24, it says, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Now, when you're looking at this particular passage, this is Paul writing concerning issues that he was having, this is the writer, I should just ask, one to say Paul, but this is the writer sharing issues or concerns that he have or that he noticed within himself. And as we said, because of iniquity, because of that inherited nature that we got from Adam, most people don't realize that they have an opportunity to be better. They think that all sin offers them or shows them is all that life has to offer. And it's no different than this brother here, especially as he's going through chapter number 7, and he makes us aware of a battle. Most people don't even realize the battle. They just automatically go along with the wrong, go along with the evil, or go along with the no good. They don't see the opportunity that the Lord have blessed them to be better or to do things the right way. Many people try to do things the right way. One writer said how to perform it or how to actually put that thing into action. And I mean not just one-offs, I mean consistently. Be something different. People get tired of you going backwards and forwards. You be one way today and then another way before the sun go down. You somebody totally different. And we blame them, but you really can't blame them. They don't have any power to overcome that nature. And that's the need for the new birth. People say, well, why? I've been hearing about the new birth all of my life. I've been hearing it over down through the years. Well, it's truth. Unless you're born again, you have no power or no control over that Adamic nature. That Adamic nature is going to ruin you and ruin everybody around you. Say, well, why is the society or the city or wherever you are at in the condition that it's in? It's because people are not dealing with that nature. They're trying to go through life and push that nature to the side as though it doesn't exist. Or as though it doesn't have an impact on the quality of their life. But according to the scripture, we are the wicked. We're the wicked from birth. We come out of our mother's womb speaking lies. The tendency to lie, the tendency to live in a state of untruth is already in us. As I said a couple of Sundays ago, you can take a newborn babe and put that baby on an island where no one is there, no form of communication. And that baby will grow up and learn wickedness all by itself. Why? Because it's in them. It's in them. It's in their nature. It's in your makeup. One writer says, I was shapen in it. I was shapen in iniquity. In sin, my mother conceived me. Well, if you're born in sin, and the scripture says that the wage of sin is death, Everything about you is about death. All of your focuses, all of your attitudes, all of your emotions, all of them lead down to that path of death, trying to separate you from that which is life or positive. It takes Jesus to show you you can live a better life. And that's why the scripture says, Matthew chapter number 1, verse number 21, she shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall do what? Save, right? Jesus shall save the people from sin. You cannot be delivered from sin by any other means but by Jesus. He's the only one that can save from sin. He alone is salvation. I think we got that on the sign out front. You know, I was this morning, I kept one. I said, man, we ain't changed that sign all year long. Well, maybe it's a reason. Maybe it's a reason why we're leaving it the way that we have. We've talked about something else. We've moved on as far as the subject titles. But people got to get it embedded in their mind. Jesus is salvation. You can't be saved no other kind of way. There is no other way to be delivered from sin. You can't talk your way out of it. You can't vacation your way out of it. You can't medicate your way out of it. You can't relate your way out of it. People think, well, if I get into a certain circle, I'm a sure enough get out of sin. No, you're not. Sin doesn't go anywhere. Sin is only removed by Jesus. He is the source of deliverance. He is salvation. One writer said, there is no salvation in any other. We understand that. But I think about that a lot of times, especially even with the writer here in Romans. Life had to teach him that. You know, even though the Lord had saved, even though the Lord had delivered, he still had to understand that just because you got yourself saved or just because you got yourself delivered, that doesn't erase that nature that's inside of you. That nature that's inside of you is wicked. No good going to come from it. It is full of trouble. Yep, that's truth. It's full of trouble. It looks for rest, but it can't find it. And if you don't keep Jesus built up inside of you, you'll be resorting to that. That'll be your default. You'll go back to that thing that is no good, and you'll start letting it govern you. You'll start letting it lead you and guide you, and you'll be wondering, why in the world am I in the mess that I'm in? Well, you have to go back and ask yourself, who's leading you and who's guiding you? That's why I like verse number 24. It's not a long verse, but it lets you see the reality of what you're working with. I don't care how many people you get. I don't care how many friends you have. I don't care where you go in life. I don't care what you accomplish. The scripture is not going to change concerning who you are. The scriptures call us a wretched man, right? Paul had to come to that understanding for himself. And I think that's a good attitude for everyone, especially if you're going to learn and accept that Jesus is your salvation. You have to understand who you are by nature. By nature, I am a wretched man, right? That's the truth. No good can come from me. I'm miserable, right? That's the truth. You're a miserable creature. You're a miserable creature. If you don't keep your mind on Jesus, you are one miserable person. You'll be looking for stuff to be upset about. And nobody even had to bother you. You wake up with it. You wake up with that sense of unrest, that sense of being tossed, as the writer said, to and fro, right? Come on, go over to the book of Isaiah. I wasn't going there, but I think we should see it. Isaiah chapter number 57. 57 and looking at verse number 20. Isaiah 57:20. Yeah, this is you. This is me, right? Yeah. Come on, that's truth. You say, oh, Scott, oh, no, I'm saved. You're still the wicked. Yeah. You still got that nature inside of you, right? And you say, I'm a good person that still doesn't have anything to do with the nature inside of you. Well, I do nice things. I talk nice. It still doesn't have to do anything with that nature that's inside of you. This is who you are. This is who you are because of Adam. When you came to this world, you came to this world after the similitude or after the likeness of Adam. You're not the way Jesus initially formed Adam. When Jesus initially formed Adam, Adam was a righteous being. Adam was a holy being. Adam had no wrong inside of him. But when Adam ate of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that was an act of disobedience. Jesus told him not to eat of it, and he did it anyway. Right? That's the truth. Him and that woman, both of them did it. Scripture says that when they ate of it, they were full of shame. They tried to hide from the voice of Jesus. They tried to run from his presence. But what do we learn even from that act? I don't care where you go. You're never going to be able to avoid Jesus. You can't run away from the Lord. Lord can get all in your dreams. The Lord can get all in, people all around you to let you know that Jesus is right there. You can't run from Jesus. You can't run from the Lord. And this is what Adam and Eve were trying to do, but they found that it was a failed attempt because the Lord was able to see right where they were at. That what makes Jesus God. He's omnipresent. He doesn't have to come from anywhere. He's already there. Right? That's the truth. You ask yourself, who be troubling your mind? It's nobody but Jesus. Why is he troubling me? Because something may not be right. Something may not be adding up. I think y'all said that in the Sunday school lesson. You're lacking in something. You're coming up short in some area of your life. Right? Yes. Lord wants you to be at peace, but you're not at peace. Right? You're not letting Jesus work inside of you. Huh? Come on. What verse are you all at? Verse number 20? Go up to verse number 17.
It says, "For the iniquity of his covetousness."
Yes. That's why the Lord is upset with you, because of the iniquity of your covetousness. You got a strong appetite. You got a mind to do whatever it takes to let sin act out inside of you. Come on, you know people like that. And again, I won't say people like that. You know you. You know if you're not careful, you'll do whatever it takes to get that yucky, nasty feeling out of you, even if it means I laugh sometimes when my son go walk the dog, and I know he don't feel like walking him, but I laugh sometimes when he go on walking and he go, you know, we make sure after we come inside we wipe his feet and all other kind of stuff just to make sure, because I don't want that stuff in my house. So I laugh sometimes when he go to wiping, you know, the dog be looking at him, because sometimes he be, you know, he be wiping kind of rough. And he like this, you know, he's a dog, you know, he didn't ask to be here. He didn't ask to walk on all four, but he had to walk on all four. You know, he didn't ask him not to go outside with shoes on, but I can tell when he doesn't want to do it. You know, and you know, sometimes we are like that. We don't want to do things that Jesus requires us to do. And then we think because we just go on and do it with an attitude, we can say, "Lord, we did it." But that don't work with Jesus. That don't work with Jesus. Jesus knows the motive behind why you're doing what you're doing, right? Come on, that's the truth. And if we're not careful, these actions that we engage in will make the Lord upset, right? Come on, says for the iniquity of covetousness, right? That was our wrath with him, right? Yes.
And hid me and was wroth.
Yes.
And he went on forwardly.
Yes. In other words, he just let that no good thing do what it wanted to do inside of him. Right. Now, there are people like that in the earth that will let the no good thing do what it wants to do inside of them. Right. You are different. When you come into the church, you're different from that. Right. You're not in denial concerning who you are. Right. I don't need nobody to keep on telling me how bad I am. Right. I don't need nobody to keep on highlighting my shortcomings. I got Jesus to do that all by himself. I have a relationship with the Lord. in such a way he does not let me be at peace when he knows I'm doing something that's outside of his will, that's outside of his character. I'm not walking around with a froward attitude. That's the truth. Froward, they're like that arrogant. I'm not walking around in a sense of denial. No, not me. No, I am well aware when my train has gotten off track. I'm well aware of that. I'm well aware when my attitude ain't where it need to be at, when my behaviors ain't lining up with holiness. That's the truth. Come on, read a little bit more. Yes, we need to understand that. You can't hide from Jesus. Jesus sees everything. I know we just want to cherry pick and ask the Lord to look at the good stuff, but he looks at it all. He looks at everything. He doesn't miss anything. He doesn't. And again, we don't need to spend our days trying to help people see the errors of their ways. Jesus knows how to do that all by himself. He knows how to shine a light on people's lives and show them where they're coming up short. One writer said, the word will find you out. Huh? That's the truth. The word will do that. Lord, I let the word come. Even someone will be walking by quoting something. And you were like, ooh, that's the word. I know that. I've heard that before. That thing will be lingering in your mind. A song will come over. And the words from that song, just a phrase from it, will stick out in your mind. You say, ooh, what is that? What is that? You know, why is the Lord letting that thing repeat in my mind? His word is finding you out. Huh? You asked to be in relationship with him. And that go along with the territory. He's not going to let you be at peace with him as long as your life is not in agreement with him. That's the truth. He will trouble your mind. That's why I love when Paul was just getting down. He said, the Lord let me realize who I am. Who are you? He says, oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me? He realized it wasn't a what. It wasn't a where. But it was a who. Right? Now, it wasn't a what. It wasn't if I get this or if I get that or if I do this or if I do that. It wasn't a where. It wasn't if I get over here or if I go get over there. If I escape over here and I hide over there. It's not a where. Only way you can be delivered is by a who. And that who is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only one that can deliver you from this body of death. Right? That's the truth. Read a little bit more of that in Isaiah.
And it says, I will lead him also and restore comfort unto him.
Uh-huh.
And to his mourning.
Yes.
I create the fruit of the
What does Jesus do?
Create the fruit of
Come
the
on, that's the truth, saints. Mm-hmm. He creates the fruit of the lip.
Yes.
Peace.
That is far off.
Isn't that you? That was me, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was way out there in
right,
sin.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
I know you may have been saved long, little while, but before Jesus got hold of you, you were way out there in
yeah.
sin. You were way out there with no sense of hope.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
You didn't even know Jesus saved.
Right.
You were way out there in sin. And we ought not to forget it.
Yeah.
I don't care how long you've been knowing Jesus, you ought not to forget what the Lord brought you out of. You have to keep that at the forefront of your mind. How horrible your life was without Jesus. So that you won't be fooled that you think you can get by without him. That's the truth. He is still the who that can deliver you. Huh? Come on, that's the truth. Jesus is the only one that can deliver you from you. Huh? I don't care how much you fuss. I don't care how much you argue, your fussing and your arguing is not going to deliver that person from that wretched state. Huh? I don't care how much you show them in the scriptures. I don't care how much you try to brainwash them. Only way they can be delivered is that you got to understand that I'm wretched. And the only one that can deliver me is Jesus. Right? Come on, saints. I don't care where you go at. I don't care whose church you are a member of. Only one that can deliver you is Jesus. That's the truth. You just got to make sure that wherever you go at, Jesus is there. Huh? Jesus being exalted in such a way that it helps you to see yourself, helps you to realize that can't nobody else help you but Jesus, right? That's the truth, saints. I don't care what you do. Jesus is the only one that can deliver you from your wretched, miserable, blind state. Huh? That's the truth, saints. He's the one that creates peace.
Yes.
Come on, that's the truth. He's the only one that can bring peace in your mind. He's the only one that can bring peace in your life. Even in the midst of all of that raging, even in the midst of all of that tossing to and fro, Jesus is the only one that can make things calm. He's the only one that can pacify that stuff. Huh? Come on, that stuff sometimes it come at you left and right. And I mean it hits you not even when you expecting it to hit you. It just comes and it hits hard. That stuff hits hard and it hurts. But you need Jesus to bring peace in your mind. Huh? Don't let other folks' chaotic state mess you up. They may not know Jesus. Huh? They may not know what you know. And you got to keep that at the forefront of your mind. Huh? You got to keep that out before yourself. They don't know Jesus. The wicked are like the troubled sea. But when you got Jesus, Jesus should have calmed it. Jesus should have spoke peace into your life. Huh? Jesus should have looked at the storm of your life and spoke into your life. Spoke into my life what? Peace. Huh? Isn't that what he says there? I create the fruit of the lips. Huh? Peace, peace. To him that is what? Now, if you ain't got no peace, you're still far off. You need the Lord to speak into your mind. Huh? Somewhere the word is going forth and it's not entering in a willing mind. Huh? It's that same book, chapter number 1. It says that you must first have a willing mind. Huh? You must have a willing and an obedient mind. Huh? If you have a willing and obedient mind, you'll eat the good of the land. But if you refuse, if you rebel, you'll be devoured by the sword. Why? Because the mouth of the Lord spoke that thing. Huh? Either this word can save you or this word can judge you. But you got to make it up in your mind. I want the word to fall on good ground. I want the word to save me. Save me from everything that's not like Jesus. Deliver me from everything that's not like, that's not in agreement with Jesus, right? But I've got to receive it with what? A willing and an obedient attitude, right? That's the truth. Can't fight it. Can't argue with it. I just got to be willing to do whatever Jesus say do. I got to be willing to let the word come into my mind. Come into my mind and speak what? Peace. Huh? Peace. Peace. Those that are what? Are far off. Huh? Come on, do you know what the word of peace looked like on the day of Pentecost? That's what Peter gave the word of peace. When them people realized they had crucified both Lord and Christ. Huh? They said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Looked like they were troubled in their mind. Troubled in their mind, why? Because they knew if they stopped breathing at that moment, that they were rejectors of Jesus. Huh? And I want you and you, I need everybody. Everybody to get it fixed in their brain. If you don't have what you're supposed to have, you are in a rejecting state. Huh? You're not in the state of peace with Jesus. You're rejecting Jesus. And as long as you're in that rejecting Jesus state or that mind frame, you need to have an attitude. What must I do? Huh? What must I do to correct this thing? Huh? And you ought not to be satisfied until you correct it. Huh? You ought to be able to, you ought not to find satisfaction going on your job. You ought not to find satisfaction being around your friends. You ought not to be finding satisfaction going here and going there. Why? Because you realize that you drug dead, you are a rejecter of Jesus. Huh? You are a Christ rejecter. And the Lord can't save you if you reject him, right? That's the truth. That's why the brother said, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter spoke a word of peace. Peace, peace to them that are afar. How did peace come out when Peter opened up his mouth? He said, repent. Huh? Repent. Repent meaning stop the wrong. Huh? Stop it. Huh? Stop trying to negotiate with sin. Stop everything that is wrong. Huh? If it's not like Jesus, don't you do it. Huh? If it's not like Jesus, don't even consider it as an option. Huh? Come on, you got to get all them folk out of your ears that telling you to do this and telling you to do that. And you need to go to the word and say, what does Jesus say? Huh? What does the word of God counsel me to do as I'm walking through this path that is dark? Huh? Come on, every now and then you don't know which way you should go. And you need the Lord's word to be a light. Huh? You need the Lord's word to be a guide to you. Huh? You need to silence all of the naysayers. Those that do not believe. Huh? Everyone doesn't believe the word. This word is foolishness. Huh? The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. They don't believe in the power of Jesus. They don't believe you got to be saved. They don't believe you got to stop all this wrong stuff. We're living in a world that feels you can get by. Huh? They run from authority. That's the world we live in. Used to be a time when folk with authority told you to stop. You obeyed them. Huh? They said, stop. Close your mouth. Huh? You did exactly what they said. But that's not in the earth right now. We want to share our opinions. Huh? We want to express our disagreement with what is being said to us. Huh? Job tell you this? Police tell you that? You want to start arguing with these folk. And you not realizing these folk are in authority. Huh? What done crawled up into me, making me think that I can argue with somebody that's in authority? Starts at the home. Huh? Starts at the home. I don't care how old you are. Right on told you, children, honor your mother and your father. Huh? Learn how to respect them. Huh? Learn to realize you'll never be equal with them. Huh? They will always be above you. Huh? They will always know more than you. Huh? That's an amazing thing. You can have a mother that didn't even finish high school. Don't even know how half to read. She raised them children. And them children go out and be doctors and lawyers. And I mean get good education. Huh? I mean work in good, fine jobs. But I don't care how high they get. Mama will still be mama. And the word will still be in front of them. And the word will still be telling them to honor your mother and your father. Huh? Don't give them no backbite. Don't give them no back talking. Huh? You may not agree with everything that they say, but you still got to learn how to honor them. Huh? It'll go well with you. Huh? It'll go well with you. Huh? It'll add more time onto your life. Huh? It'll improve the quality of your life. When the enemy will love to cut you off, the Lord will stand in your stead. Huh? Lord will look at your resume and say, all that they did even in their sin, they still respected authority, right? They still had enough sense to honor authority, right? That's the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth. You got to do that. Honor your mother and your father. That's where it starts at. It starts at home. And you don't let your children dishonor you. Huh? You don't let them dishonor you. I don't care how old they get. You don't let them dishonor you. Huh? And I ain't talking about you going upside their head. But you call them out. What you're doing is disrespectful. Huh? It goes against everything I stand for. Huh? I can't laugh with you. I can't celebrate with you. Because what you're doing is dishonoring everything that I have taught you. Huh? Right? Lord done told me to bring you up in the way that you should go. Huh? It's my job to model, to be an example for you as to what is appropriate and what is not appropriate. Huh? Come on. That's why the Lord told you, you got to repent. You got to stop all this wrong stuff. Stuff that's not like Jesus. You got to stop it. Huh? You got to bring it into this stuff. If it's not pleasing to Jesus, you got to say, Jesus don't want me to do this. Jesus don't want me to say that. Jesus don't want me to think this way. And I've got to bring it to a stop. Huh? Now, once you stop the wrong, you got to start doing what is right. Huh? You got to do what is right. Huh? Don't back up from it. Do what is right. Even if you got to do it by yourself, do what is right. Right? You want the Lord to bless you? You got to stop the wrong. And you got to start doing what is right. You got to have an attitude change. Huh? An attitude adjustment. The wicked has got to forsake his ways. The unrighteous man has got to forsake his thoughts. And he's got to come back and do it the way Jesus said do it. Huh? The Lord will have mercy on you. Come on. Lord will have mercy on you. If you do it the way Jesus said for it to be done, he will have mercy upon you. He'll make even your enemies be at peace with you.
If you do it the way Jesus said for it to be done, you got to learn how to hold your peace. Come on, that's a song of praise. Learn how to hold your peace and let the Lord fight that battle, right? That's true. Got to learn how to hold your peace. Everything don't require a comment. Everything don't require a reply. Only reply sometimes you need to give is a word of silence. Huh? Once one writer said, I said I would take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. Huh? This tongue is a world of iniquity. Huh? It's an unruly evil. Huh? Sets the whole world on fire. Huh? When asked why there was going on, why is there conflict in the earth? Because folk don't know how to shut their mouths. Folk don't know how to just be quiet. Huh? Folk don't know how to be at peace. Huh? That's why Peter started that message off. Said repent. Then he told him another word after that. Repent and be baptized. Why do I need to go down in the water? For the remission or for the removal of sin. You're not going down in the water to make nobody happy but Jesus. Huh? You can't do this because you're trying to make mama happy. You're not doing this because you're trying to make daddy happy. You need to do this because you realize I was born in sin. And I don't want to die in sin. I want to go down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ so that name can remove sin from my soul. And when it removes sin from my soul, I want to come up out the water, walking in the newness of life, a new outlook on life. What is a new outlook? I have been bought with a price. I am no longer my own. The life that I now live, I live because of him that loved me and washed me from my sin in his own blood, right? That's true. That's true. Got to go down in that water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. And you need the Holy Ghost. You need to wait until you've been endued with power from on high. Huh? How do you get that power from on high? Jesus said, anything you want out of heaven, you got to ask in my name. Huh? Come on, folk will look at you and say it's demonistic. Y'all are in there crazy. Sitting up there constantly calling Jesus. Calling him like you're chanting. Like y'all are in some kind of cult. Huh? But stop. Pause. Stand back in the back and just look. Let's go into observation mode. What are we doing that's so weird? Huh? What are we doing that's so abnormal? You can go out there and shake your hips. You can go out there in the club with the lights off. You can go out there and take all of your clothes off in the street. You can cuss. You can drink. You can do all kind of drugs. Huh? You can live all kind of lifestyles. And you call me crazy? Because I got a mind to get on my knees and simply call on the name of Jesus. And I ain't bothering nobody. Huh? I ain't bothering nobody. I'm keeping my clothes on. Huh? I'm treating you with respect. Huh? We keep the lights on. Huh? Ain't no shame. Just getting on my knees. Calling on Jesus. Huh? Well, I done already said his name once. Did he answer? You be the judge. When you said Jesus, did he answer you? Nah, I ain't getting nothing. Well, call him again. Call him again, Jesus. Did anything happen to you again? Nah, I ain't felt nothing. I ain't getting nothing. Well, you got to call him again. Huh? But I'm going to give you some word of advice. Stop letting all that air get between you. Stop letting all them thoughts get between you and that behavior that you're engaging in. What you're talking about? Every time you say Jesus, you stop. And you start to think about what he has not done. Huh? You need to stop. Get rid of your thoughts. And you need to get in a seeking mode. In other words, you need to hold on to that name. And you need to keep on calling on that name. Until that name does something for you that you can't do for yourself. People say, well, why do y'all say Jesus, 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 Jesus? Because I don't want nothing to get between that name. I'm letting the Lord know, Jesus, your name is everything that I need. That's why I get in a little pattern. Jesus, 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 Jesus. I don't want my thoughts to get in there and rob me of the opportunity that the name has granted to me. What has the opportunity the name granted? He gave me his name so that I could live. Huh? He gave me his name so I could have joy. Unspeakable. Huh? He gave me his name so that I could have peace. Huh? The minute I let something get between that name is the minute I let the devil get in there and rob me, right? That's why we get down there. We just call Jesus. We call him. Call him till he answers. Huh? Come on, saints. You gotta learn how to tarry, don't you? You need to learn how to call Jesus until he answers. Call him until he takes control. Huh? Takes control of not some areas of your life, but every area of your life. Till he takes that toxic life. Huh? I ain't finished Isaiah. Isaiah said the wicked are like the troubled sea. Huh? Whose waters cannot rest. Huh? Whatever. Keep read that.
No,
start over again. The wicked.
But the wicked are like the troubled.
Yes.
When it cannot rest.
When it cannot. Huh? See, that's what you got to understand. As long as you're in that wicked state, you're going to always be itching for trouble. You're always going to be looking for something wrong. Huh? And you're not going to even realize the wrong is you. Huh? You're trying to point the finger to everybody else, but the wrong is you. Huh? And that's why you need the Lord. That's why you got to call on his name. You need to call him till he shows you you. Huh? Come on! Till Jesus shows me me. How do you know he's finished showing you you? Because you say, oh, wretched man, that I am. Huh? Not that they are, but that I am, right? Who shall deliver who? Me, right? Who shall deliver who? Me. Huh? From this body of this death. Huh? Come on, you won't be looking at nobody else. You won't be pointing the finger at nobody else. You'll be looking at who? Yourself. Huh? Come on. The wicked are what? Like the troubled sea. When it cannot. Come on, do y'all understand this? You can't help yourself by yourself. Huh? I don't care how much you read. I don't care how much you sing. You can't help yourself by yourself. This thing is an internal issue. You got an internal problem. And it's called sin. And honey, it ain't going nowhere. Huh? It ain't going nowhere. Only one person can cure it. Huh? There's only one power in the earth that can cure sin and everything associated with it. Huh? Come on, that's why you got to bring all of it to Jesus. You can't cherry pick that thing. You got to bring it all to Jesus. You got to let the Lord know every issue that's going on in your life. Huh? Come on, you got to let Jesus know it all. Huh? That's true. Can't go be going around telling everybody. You need to bring it all to the Lord Jesus. You need to bring it all to the Lord Jesus. And you need to get in a running mode. Yeah, you need to get in a running mode. Jesus, 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 Jesus. All in your mind, though. You're telling the Lord all of your issues. Jesus, 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 Jesus. And you're letting him know, Jesus, you're the only one that can solve it. Jesus, 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 Jesus. You can't let that name go. Huh? Come on, you can't let that name go. You say, I'm tired. Hold on to that name. Huh? My head is itching. Hold on to that name. All of that stuff is just trying to pull your brain away from what that name can do. Huh? Come on, you got to realize you cannot. Huh? Come on, I did not say it. Isaiah said the wicked are like the troubled sea, whose waters they cannot. Huh? I don't care where you go at. You don't have the power to rest. Amen. You don't have the power to rest. You don't have that authority. That authority rests in Jesus alone. He says, I am salvation. Huh? Jesus says, I am salvation. I'm the only one that can deliver you, right? I thank the Lord I understand that. I thank the Lord that my brain has come to that understanding that Jesus is the only one that can help me with me. Huh? Come on, what can I do by myself? I can't rest. Huh? I'll be tossing and turning all night long. Huh? I'll be looking for reasons to blame other people for my issues. Huh? You be going on down in your life trying to blame other people for what's going on in your mind. Huh? For the unrest state that's in your life. That's why I tell you, you need to have the Holy Ghost. You got to have the Holy Ghost. Ain't no way in the world you can live this life without the Holy Ghost. You'll be all over the place, right? You'll be all over the place. You'll be in everything but what you need to be in. Huh? You'll be talking about everything but what you need to talk about. What do I need to talk about, Elder Scott? Oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me? That's all you need to be talking about. That's the only thing need to be in the forefront of your mind. Who's going to deliver me? Huh? Come on, don't make the Lord prove himself to you. Lord know how to prove himself to you. Lord know how to make you know that without him you can't do nothing. Huh? I believe it. I don't need the Lord to make me know that. I know without Jesus I can't do nothing. In him I live, move, and have my being. He's the reason why I'm here, right? Without him I can't do nothing. The wicked are like the troubled sea. They cannot rest. Look at you. Look at you. You dirty. You messy. Huh? You messy. You a whisperer. Huh? Sometimes I got to catch the saints. Because I catch them. I tell them, no. Stop. Don't you talk about your brother and your sister. Go back home. Huh? We're talking about go back home. Think about yourself. What did you do to contribute to this? Huh? What did you say that was off? I ain't said nothing. Well, that's the problem. You can't see yourself. Huh? Come on. Y'all, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you. Elder Scott is really trying to help you. I'm trying my best to give you what you need to know in order to help you overcome this thing. Huh? This is not a game. Huh? This is not no joke. This is not no light lesson. Huh? You're not going to be able to read your way past this. You're not going to be able to come to church enough to get past this. Only way you can get past this is through Jesus. Huh? Jesus is the who that can deliver you. Huh? Come, do y'all understand that? Jesus is the who that can deliver you. Deliver me from what? Your wretched state. Huh? What is your wretched state? That state where you cannot rest. Huh? Where your waters, your life is messy. Huh? Your life brings up nothing but what? Mire and dirt. Huh? Writer said there is no peace.
Save my God to the wicked.
Y'all understand that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, well, Elder Scudder, help me, help me. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you, you know what you feel when you get close with Jesus. Uh-huh. I know what I feel when I get on my knees and I cry out to the Lord. I know how the Lord make me feel when I leave service and I done been with Jesus and Jesus have been with me. Huh? I know I feel positive. Huh? I know I'm glad. Huh? That's right. I'm glad. I'm positive. Now, when I come across somebody that's not like that, I need to stand back and say, who are you? Huh? Huh? Who are you that's trying to take me outside of my peace? Huh? Huh? Amen. Huh? Come on, saints. You got to recognize wicked. You got to recognize wicked. The wicked are like the troubled sea. He cannot rest. Huh? They messy. Huh? They do messy things. Huh? Why do they do it? Because they're the wicked, right? They need Jesus. They need Jesus. And they want you to go back and forth with them. They want you to get caught up in their water.
Yes,
nah, man, you stay over in that pool by yourself. Yes. Lord, done calm my water.
Right.
I receive what the word said to me.
Right.
And what did the word say to me? Peace.
Yes.
Peace.
Yes.
Those that are what? Afar off. I let the Lord's word save me. Huh? I let the Lord's word bring me to the place of repentance.
Right.
Huh?
Yes.
Come on. I let the Lord's word bring me to the place of acknowledging my, huh?
Right.
Come on. I acknowledge my transgression.
Right. Right.
Huh? I keep my wrong right before. I don't need you to come to. I keep mine right before me. I don't hide that stuff, right? I keep it right before me. And you best believe when I get on my knees, I'm crying out to the Lord. Help me, Jesus. Help me with all this mess that you done allowed me to see concerning me, right? He desires truth. Huh? He desires truth. Everybody don't want to be honest with themselves, but he desires truth from the inward part, right? Lord, help me to be honest with myself, right? Help me to be honest with myself. Huh? If I do that, he'll help me. He'll help me with me. He will deliver me. Come on, I didn't forget it. What did I tell y'all to go over to? 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. 15, I think I told y'all to go to. 15 and what? 15 and 57. Thanks be to God. Huh? Which giveth us the what? Man, you ain't got to be defeated. Nobody want to make you feel like you losing but Satan. You do not have to be defeated. Defeat is an attitude. Y'all understand that? Defeat is an attitude. You are not on the losing side because you choose Jesus. You're on the side of victory. Amen, Lord Jesus. You ain't on no losing side when you choose Jesus. You're on the side of victory. Right? I said you are more than a conqueror, right? Greater is he. Greater is he that is what? In you. Huh? You got victory. And you need to live like you're on the victorious side. Huh? I mean, I'm trying to help you. I'm telling you, even when stuff look like it's being taken away from you, you still got to live like you're on the victory side. Huh? They say, I'm coming to take your car. Well, y'all, how long y'all going to hold it? Huh? I don't know. We might get rid of it. Jesus gave me this one. He'll give me another one. Huh? Come, is that the truth? That's how Job did it. Job looked at that stuff, said, the Lord, give the Lord, take it away. Huh? That's the attitude you get. He understood he was on the victory side, didn't he? Now, how did he get messed up? Because he let them old demon friends come in his ear. He should have silenced all of them, right? Soon as they started talking off the pocket, he should have said, nah, y'all got to go. Huh? As bad as I'm feeling and as sick as I am, you all need to go. Huh? Well, I need to go because you're not helping me. That's right. Get the folk out your ear that's not helping you. How do you know they have? Because they're not helping you see Jesus. Huh? Remember, Jesus is salvation. If they're not helping you see Jesus, get them out your ear. Get them out your ear. Because all they're doing is trying to make you feel defeated. Huh? They're trying to toxic your mind with a bunch of mess. Huh? Bunch of no good stuff. Huh? I don't care how it comes. You got to learn to get that stuff out of your mind. If it's not about Jesus, you don't even want it. So, nah, I'm not going to receive that. I'm not going to accept that. Well, huh? Because I know how I was feeling before you started talking. And before you started talking, I was at peace. Huh? So who are you? Huh? What is your mission? Huh? Why are you here? Huh? What is your purpose? They won't come out and say it, but then you got to look at the action. He said, hold up. Mm-hmm. Just be quiet. Just say, mm-hmm. Just listen. Mm-hmm. Because I can remember that. Mm-hmm. Turn your head. You where you think you're going? Jesus. I mean, get somewhere and you cry out to the Lord. See, if you're not careful, you'll leave them and still be talking about them. That'll let you know they done got you. They done got you. Huh? Why? Because it's having an effect on your thoughts. Huh? Come on, is that the truth? I'm trying to tell you this battle is in here. When we're talking about the wretched stuff, we're talking about what's going on. I ain't talking about your actions. You say, well, God, I don't do this. I'm talking about the stuff that be going on in your head. Huh? That's what you need to ask the Lord to deliver you. That's that muck and that mire. That's that dirt that's like glue. Huh? That's where the devil just want to get that stuff into your head. Because he wants it to have an effect on you, right? And you need to ask Jesus to take that stuff out of me, right? Take it out of me. Who shall deliver me? Huh? I thank God, right? Huh? Come on, read it. He gives me the what? Jesus gives me the victory. Where does it come through? See, anybody but the devil don't want you to call on Jesus. He would call you crazy. People say it's fanatical. But consider the quality of your brain. And then consider the quality of theirs. At the end of the day, I'm not coming to you with the mess. You're coming to me with it. Huh? Why? Because you're not happy. Huh? Amen. Huh? You're chaotic in yours, and you want me to be chaotic in mine. You want me to cast off my confidence. Huh? Right on told me, don't you cast it on. Huh? You want me to walk around shaky because you shaky. Huh? Huh? I know who Jesus is. I know Jesus is the deliverer. And again, as I said, I don't need you to accentuate my shortcomings. Jesus does a good job at that by his. That's the kind of relationship we have. He doesn't leave any stone unturned. He helps me to see myself. Huh? And every now and then, he brings me to an understanding that, Stephen, you off. Huh? Come on. Stephen, you off. Huh? And you don't need no vacation. Huh? You don't need to go shopping. No, that ain't the answer. It's you need a who. Huh? Who shall deliver me from the body of this death, right? The only one that can deliver me from this is Jesus. Huh? So glad I know that, saints. So glad I'm not being fooled to think that I can talk my way around it. Many folk do that. They go run and go to this place and go to that place, and these folk give them a whole bunch of information. They just so caught up in talking about this one and talking about that one, talking about this group, talking about that group, talking about this and talking about that. But they never give them the who. They never tell them who can deliver them from that stuff. Therefore, folk walk around with a sense of arrogance. Huh? A sense of self-righteousness. He done grew a whole big congregation of self-righteous folk going around telling folk how to do, how to live right, how to do it. And they can't even perform it themselves. Huh? That's the truth, saints. Ain't no love in it at all. Huh? Love don't do that. Love don't have you arguing and debating with people. Huh? Love don't do that. Love teaches you just to be quiet. Huh? If they wrong, you pray, Lord Jesus, touch their minds. Well, you know how love works? Look at Aquila and Priscilla, how they deal with Apollos. They ain't jump up in the middle of the church and get into no debate and argument with that brother. They waited till he got finished doing what he doing, and they pulled him to the side and spoke to the word unto him and showed him a more excellent way. Huh? And he received that word with gladness. Huh? Is that something? See, you don't got to do all that. But see, the world don't teach you that. The world teaches you how to be a rebel. Huh? A rebellious person. Huh? So you got to fight for it. Fight for it. Fight for it. Lord don't tell you that. Lord says it's a good pleasure to give it to you. All you got to do is learn how to just do what? Wait. Let patience have her perfect work. Just learn how to do what? Wait. Huh? I said, wait, I say on the Lord. Huh? And be of good courage, right? He will do what strength. Wait, I say on the Lord, right? Yes. That's how you didn't learn how to do. That's all tarrying means, is to do what? Wait. Learn how to get somewhere and just be still. Right. Huh? What am I going to do while I'm being still? Call on his name. Yeah. What do you want? Do you believe that everything you need is in the name? Well, my body is sick. The name is your healer. Huh? Yeah. I ain't got no joy. The name is your joy. Everything is going wrong in my life. The name is your peace. I don't know which way I should go. The name is your direction. We put all of our trust. Huh? You can't cherry pick. You need to put what? All of your trust. Huh? You need to get to the point where you don't even spend a dime until you go before Jesus
and say, Jesus, what should I do with this? And if your Lord lead and guide you, he ain't going to let you go broke.
Thank you.
He'll show you how to navigate. You'll realize Jesus just helped me just to be still. Huh? Say, well, I ain't got, everybody else going out, we'll open up that can of beans and some rice and just go on and say, your stomach is full. Amen. Huh? At the end of the day, I still got a little bit of money, right? I ain't asking you for a dime, right? Huh? That's true. Be at peace. Be at peace, saints. Be at peace with Jesus. Don't be all tossing and turning all over the place. That's the wicked thing. Know that there's a difference between someone that is at peace and someone that is still under the control of wickedness. Huh? And Jesus said, there is no peace. Huh? There is no peace, saith my God, to who? The wicked has got to learn how to forsake those ways. Huh? I can't negotiate with it. You can't compromise with it. If it's wrong, you got to say, I can't do this. Huh? I've seen many saints ruin their whole lives because they tried to negotiate with wickedness. And they don't realize however long it goes, it don't go nowhere. Huh? You're still coming back to the core of the problem. What's the core of the problem? You're the wicked. Huh? You won't let Jesus do what saved you from your wicked state, right? Huh? People think they say, well, I won't feel this way if I go make this amount of money. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. I don't care how many zeros they put behind your name. Still don't change that nature. Huh? You can get married 50 times and it still won't change. Go ask Solomon had wives and concubines. Huh? Y'all understand that? Now, the scriptures ain't supported, but I'm trying to tell you he went out there and got it. That brother had wives. He had so many women. He could create a neighborhood. Isn't that something? We be out there looking, but you would better pay attention to Solomon. Solomon tell you, your eyes ain't all that great. Your eyes will mess you up. That brother, he said he had wives and concubines. Huh? In other words, whatever looked good, he brought it in his house. Huh? Fat, skinny, tall, short, whatever he wanted, he brought. But then when he looked at it, he had it all. He said, all this stuff make me sick. Huh? It vexes me. They'll let you know that that's not the answer. That's not the who. Huh? The who is not my wife. The who is not my children. The who is not my mom and my dad. The who is Jesus. Jesus is the only one that can deliver me from the body of this death. Right? This that I got from my parents. Jesus is the only one that can deliver me from the body of what? Huh? That's the truth. I don't care how much you can do therapy. You can do counseling. Huh? I could talk to you for 80 hours. And at the 81st hour, you still going to get up wicked. Huh? I can lock you in a straitjacket in the hospital for 3 years. Medicate you down. Then talk to you and say, you say, it's a beautiful day outside. You be looking at it, it's a beautiful day outside. Raining there. You ain't got no sense. No, your brain is just off. Then once I take the straight jacket off, you still the wicked. Y'all understand that? You still dealing with what? You. So I thank the Lord. I'm done. I trust y'all got something out the word. But I just thought that was a good one this morning to work on. Romans chapter number 7 and 24. Oh, wretched man that who is?
I am.
Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Right? There's therefore now no condemnation to them that are what? In Christ Jesus. Who walk not after the flesh. Alright, that's why the first word of that word of peace that Jesus was talking about even in Isaiah that Peter picked up. On the day of Pentecost, that word of peace started off with what? Repent. It continued on with being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. It continued on with receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. It continued on with saving who? Yourself. Right? Even those that are what? Are far off. Right? Even as many as the Lord our God should call. That's that word of peace. But you have to do what? Receive that word with what? With meekness. You got to make that word a part of who you are. It just can't be a one-time thing. Huh? It can't be when it's convenient for you. You gotta do this every single day. I learn to walk with the Lord every day. Huh? Good. A deacon always say that. In the good times and the bad times. Right? You still gotta learn how to do what? Walk with Jesus. Each and every day. Hold on to that which is right. Get away from the stuff that is wrong. Even when wrong try to drag you into it. And I don't care how hard it drags you, you resist it. One writer told you to do what? Resist the devil, and he'll do what? A lot of times he's not fleeing because you're not resisting. You're giving in to everything the devil throw out at you. That's what I told y'all. I said it this morning, I'm going to say it again. Every response, everything that somebody give you, you don't need a response. Sometimes you just need to learn how to just hold your peace. Huh? Sometimes you just need how to learn how to just keep your mouth shut. You're not going outside the scriptures when you do that. You don't have to prove who you are to nobody. Just live the life in front of these folks. Follow the model of Jesus. If anybody had a right to open up their mouth and say something, it was him. As they led him from judgment hall to judgment hall, said all manner of wicked, wrong, vile things against him. Scripture said he opened not his mouth. Only time the Lord spoke is when someone spoke against his authority. That's the time he opened up his mouth. When Pilate said, don't you know I got the power to save your life? Then that's when the Lord opened up. He said, no man takes my life. I lay my life down freely. I have the power to raise it back up again. To this end was I born, that I might bear witness of what? Truth. Right? And look at what the sinner said out of his mouth. I find in him, Jesus, I find in him what? And that came from him not opening up his mouth. That lets you know you keep yours shut. Let other folk fight your battles for you. They're going to be fought. I told you, I've had folk cuss other folk out. I ain't had to open up my mouth and say nothing. Let the wicked fight wicked. You just stand, get out the way. If you got to run down the street, run down the street. Huh? Folk going to think you crazy. Just say, I'm exercising. Run on down the street. Run on down the street. Get away from them folk. Get away from them. Showing up when the fire starts falling, you don't want to look back. Right? You don't want to look back. You don't want to let the judgment hit them and hit them hard. Right? Because the Lord gave them space and time to repent. You don't be like they are. Right? Well, definitely thank the Lord for all of you. Trust you got something out the word. Hide the Lord's word in your heart that you may not sin against Jesus.